And the earnings bonanza continues. Starbucks results also just crossed the tape here this afternoon as well. And Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre is standing by with those. Inez.
And Emily, it's a bottom line miss for Starbucks, with adjusted earnings per share coming in at 72 cents. The street was expecting 80 cents a share. Meanwhile, its revenue came in at 8.05 billion. The street was expecting 7.96 billion. So that was a beat. Its China comp sales were down 14%, and the estimate was to be down 9.5%. And international comp sales were down 3%. The estimate was for those to be up 1.27%. CEO Kevin Johnson in a statement saying, although demand was strong, this pandemic has not been linear and the macro environment remains dynamic as we experienced higher than expected inflationary pressures, increased costs due to Omicron, and a tight labor market. We remain focused on actions that drive both top and bottom line growth. And this is something that analysts had been talking about prior to this earnings release, were the costs that the company was facing, costs as far as labor was concerned, and also costs as commodities were concerned, coffee, milk, logistics. This is something that the company had warned about last quarter, saying that it would get better later in subsequent quarters, but not this one yet.
Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre with the latest on Starbucks after their earnings report. We'll keep a close eye on shares. They are moving lower by about 3.5% right now. Inez, appreciate the update.